Yeah, there's a lot of glory. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Why don't you just put your hand on the person next to you? I just see God just releasing glory fire, glory anointing. Just releasing, burning. People's hearts, people's minds. I just see a release of fire over people's hearts, over their minds, a quickening, a releasing. In fact, just put your hand into your belly and grab a big fireball. Grab a big fireball and just put it on the person's head next to you. In Jesus' name. Tonight, Lord, we just release your glory. Release fire in this place. The fire of your love, Lord. The ignition in the spirit. The release of your glory, Lord. Your glory atmosphere in this place, Lord. That sets free, that delivers, that renews, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just release it in this place tonight. We release it in this place tonight. Lord God, fire. Just the fire of your goodness. Fire of your grace right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Shama nama 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 na. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. We worship you tonight, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you praise. Let's just lift our voices. Oh, Lord, we give you praise. We worship you tonight, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. Say that you are a great God. Mighty are you, Lord God. Glorious are you, Lord God. Come, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Shaka mana mana na na na. Thank you, Lord. I just saw fiery angels just walking around in this place, just releasing glory fire over people. All week I've been saying, Lord, what do you want to say to this church? Lord, give me a message. And every time I close my eyes, I just see fire. I just see this church burning. I see flames 10 foot high in the spirit realm. I see the roof, the rafters, the floors, the stage full of glory fire. And I just believe God is releasing a fresh fire over this church. He's bringing ignition into this church. The fire of His glory. The fire. It's a releasing fire. It's a commissioning fire. It's a wild fire. It's a breakout fire. It's a fire that's going to see thousands and thousands of the lost saved. It's a fire that's bringing in the lost. And I believe there's a new fire that God is bringing. He's burning into this church. Fire of God. A new fire. A blazing fire. I think it's going to transcend the human wisdom of man. It's going to transcend our programs. It's going to transcend our human effort. It's a fire that's going to be ignited in every one of us. The Bible says that He makes His messengers flames of fire. He makes His messengers or His ministers flames of fire. And I believe God wants to ignite every single person to be a burning one. To be a burning one for Him in this place. And I believe that God has positioned this church for radical acceleration and growth in the Spirit in Jesus' name. I see people getting saved. I see this church growing. I see acceleration in the Spirit. I feel like it's a day where the reaper is going to overtake the sower. There's an acceleration in the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Just receive that tonight. Receive that fire tonight. I felt like God just took me up into the throne room. And just like he took Daniel up into the throne room. And Daniel, he saw the Ancient of Days sitting on the throne. And his throne was full of fire, the Bible says. And its wheels were blazing. And from his presence and from the throne came a river of fire. A river of fire. And I almost see this river of fire just running right into this church. Running over this church. Just an explosion. An explosion. And I feel like there's a new anointing. You know, I wanted to say, you know, I was saying, God, give me a grace message. This is a grace church. Give me a nice grace message just to impress Steve. And all I saw was the fire of God just burning. And I feel like he's just releasing something of a new anointing. I feel like it's a revival fire. I feel like it's a Pentecost fire. I feel like it's a breakout fire. I feel like it's a wild runaway fire. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, an acceleration in the Spirit. An acceleration in the Spirit. A quickening, a fire that burns, a fire that releases. A fire that opens our eyes with revelation. A fire that sets free. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that burns away every limitation, every restriction. It burns away the fear of man. It burns away everything, every ungodly thing, every addiction, every bondage, in the name of Jesus. It breaks us free. It breaks us free. It breaks us free. It breaks us free in Jesus' name. And it causes us to burn. Burn, 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 burn. I love that song that Dave just a prophetic song of just consume me with your fire. Consume me with your fire. Thank you, Jesus. If you're happy to carry on playing, that's wonderful. Otherwise, you're quite welcome to come and sit down. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Lord, we thank you for a new day in this church. I almost feel like God's saying, mark this day, because this is a day where there's a shift. There's an outpouring. There's the tilting of a glory fire flame that's coming into this church. And you're going to, I want to prophesy, you're going to see people saved in this church, 10s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. They're going to come in. I want to prophesy, this place is too small, 2, 3, 4 meetings on a Sunday. I prophesy to your life groups, to your women's groups, to your men's groups, to your prayer meetings, that they're going to be wells of salvation. Wells of salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you believe with me for that? Hey, there's a just pick up what God is doing in the Spirit. You know, God is wanting us to catch it in the Spirit. Catch it in the Spirit. Catch it in the Spirit in Jesus' name. You know, when Elijah's servant went outside and he saw that army, and he was petrified, terror struck his heart, and he ran back inside to Elijah and said, hey, there's a great army around us. And Elijah said to him, don't be afraid. Those that are with us are more than those that are with them. And then he said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And I feel like God wants to just open us. He was seeing. He was seeing in the natural. He wasn't seeing in the glory realm. And I feel like there's a glory. There's an opening of spiritual eyes to see what God is doing in this church at this time. Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And I thank you, Lord, for the opening of our eyes. We thank you that you open the eyes of our heart. We thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, Father, in the name of Jesus, to break in to each one of our lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I'm just going to, I didn't feel like God gave me a message. I just feel like I just want to splash some fire on you, some glory on you. Is that okay? Can I do that? Hey, you know, scripture says that John baptized with water. He was in the Jordan River. He said, but one will come after me who's more powerful than I. And when he comes, he's going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and with fire. The Message Bible says the best is yet to come. The best action is yet to come. When he comes after me, Jesus, he is going to ignite a fire in your heart. A kingdom
same lifestyle, the Holy Spirit is going to fill you and He's going to change you from the inside out. And I feel like God wants to ignite, bah, in our hearts. Just a pull and with revelation. When the Holy Spirit comes, He's going to come with fire and He's going to ignite something in our hearts. Kingdom lifestyle. Kingdom lifestyle. He's going to fill us and quicken us and change us from the inside out. Amen? Ignition in the Spirit. Fire to this church, Lord God. Amen? Fire to this church. You know, they asked John Wesley, what was the secret? You know, he had thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming to listen to him every single day. He preached 3 and 4 times a day, 7 days a week for nearly 50 years, with thousands of people coming to him. And he said, my secret is this. I get alone with God. He sets me on fire and people come and watch me burn. Hey? He sets me on fire and people come and watch me burn. There's a river of fire that God wants to release over this church, over us individually. He wants to spark it. He wants to release it, that each one of us burns. We are His burning ones. We are His messengers. We are His ministers. We are the flames of fire. We are the fire of God on earth. Each one of us is a river of that fire. And He wants to release it through us. Amen? Amen? It's the same fire. You know, Jesus said, stay in Jerusalem. Don't go, leave, stay there. Because John baptized with water. But in a few days, you're going to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I want to say, and with fire, because fire came into the upper room. There's many symbols for the Holy Spirit. But when the Holy Spirit came, He came with fire. He came with fire. The Bible says, on that day, there was a violent wind, and there appeared to be tongues of fire that separated. Say separated. So before they separated, they were in this glory ball of fire. Can you imagine? Can you imagine we're worshiping here, and then the fire of God comes, like a big, big ball of glory. And it separated, and it came to rest on each one of their heads, and they had tongues of fire. God set them alight. God ignited something in them, and they burned. They burned. They became as burning ones. Amen? Amen? And the church burned. And if you read through the book of Acts, just about every single page, the 3,000 got saved. And then the Lord added to their number daily. And then, nevertheless, many men and women were saved. And it goes on and on and on till right through Acts chapter 18. And this continued for 20 years until all those living in the province of Asia had heard the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord spread and grew in power. Does it say 20 years? No, it says 20 years. This increased for 20 years. Sorry, 2 years. I said 2 years. No internet, no TV, no DVDs, no nothing. No airplanes, no email, nothing. No printing presses. For two years, the church burned and the fire went out and the word of God increased and spread in power, the Bible says. So how did it spread? It spread through you and I as we burned. Hey, amen. And I just see this river coming into this church. Man, God just showed me a vision of this church just while I was praying. Just this whole place was just like an inferno, just glowing. You know, like the movies, it was just glowing in the glory. And I feel like there's an ignition of that into our lives that's gonna cause that river of fire to flow right through this church. Into the nations, into the city. Scripture says in James chapter 3, James says, consider this. Consider, think about, ponder on this. How a great forest, such a great forest, can get set alight by one tiny flame. He's saying, ponder this thing. Think about it. How a great runaway fire, a forest, can burn for days and weeks on end by one tiny flame that just went, pah. It just flickered, and the wind of the Holy Spirit just blew that thing. Consider this thing. How many communities, how many varsities, colleges, workplace, cities can burn with one person just exploding on fire for Jesus? Hey? Consider it. Think about it. And I see God bringing that revival fire. And this is just not a nice preach. Because I was saying, Lord, I really do want to impress Steve. I'm teasing you, bro. Seriously, this is what I felt God put in my heart. I'm not just preaching a nice message to make you happy. This is what I believe that God is doing in this church. I believe that whether it be a season or not, but there's a shift, there's a new anointing, there's a fire, there's a glory, there's a breakout that God wants to bring in the Spirit that's going to bring the lost into this place. I believe in these days, God is bringing the church into such liberty, such freedom. This church is positioned in glory. It's positioned in grace. There's a sense of where you've been positioned, and now God's saying, I'm going to bring the lost in. I'm going to bring the lost in through you and me. Amen. Jesus. So James says, he's talking about the tongue. He says the tongue is a fire of evil. And he's speaking about it in the negative sense. It can consume one's whole life, and itself is set alight by hell itself. Take that, turn it around into a positive sense. The tongue is a fire. And this fire can consume your whole life, so that your whole life is set ablaze by heaven itself. When you live in that glory realm of the burning throne, of the Ancient of Days sitting on that burning throne with the wheels of ablaze and the river of fire. Let all of heaven set you alight as you see Jesus. It's as we begin to see the finished work of the cross. It's as we begin to see Jesus Christ risen. It's as we see what he has done that we enter in by his torn body and his poured out blood. Amen. By a new and a living way. You know, when the disciples were walking on the road to Emmaus, Jesus' identity was kept from them. But when he broke the bread, revelation just hit them. Revelation, and they recognized him. And the Bible says their minds were opened. And they saw him for who he was. And they said to each other, were not our hearts consumed with fire? And when we see Jesus seated on the throne, we see him exalted. We see the finished work of the cross. Something begins to ignite in our own hearts. Amen? Something that cannot be quenched. I know that when we came back from Glory and Grace, 2009, I think Steve was there. You guys were there. My wife and I, we burned with fire for 2 weeks, day and night. We vibrated, we shook, day and night. There was just the fire of God over us. I'd never seen Jesus. I'd never understood the cross like God revealed it to me right then. And he opened up my mind. And I saw Jesus for who he was. Fire came onto my life. Fire changed us. Fire released us from the fear of man, from religion, from performance, and all the rest of the junk. It released us. And God's bringing that fire as this beautiful message, the glad message of the happy God is preached. There's just revelation begins to burn. Eh? Amen? Amen? Sure, shakabongi, eh? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when Uzziah saw the Lord high and lifted up, he saw when King Uzziah had died, he saw the Lord high and lifted up with his train filling the temple and the seraphim crying out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. His glory fills the whole earth. And the Bible says that the threshold, it shook, and the post shook, and the temple shook, and smoke filled the temple. Glory smoke, fire smoke filled that temple. And Isaiah cried out, woe am I! I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live amongst the people of unclean lips. And a seraphim came, and a heavenly being, an angel came, and it went to the altar of God's throne. It grabbed a live coal, the Bible says. It went over to him and touched his lips. Touched his lips, says, your guilt has been atoned for forever, the Amplified Bible says, completely. He touched his lips, touched his mouth, touched his tongue, bah! Removed his guilt, removed his shame. The very next thing you read is, who will go for me and who shall I send? He said, here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. When we understand the propitiation, that Jesus was punished so that we could have peace, so that we could be reconciled to him, that our guilt has been removed, our sin has been removed, that he was the atoning sacrifice for not only our sins, but the sins of the whole world. Amen? Oh, fire. And I feel like God's just touching lips. I think Dave even, he spoke about, he was just singing there, that God is touching lips with honey. God's touching, whether it be honey, coals, there's a sense of God just releasing our mouths, releasing our tongues, releasing our hearts, releasing our minds with this fire tonight. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God shook that temple. And you know, we need that shaking. We need that filling. We need that outpouring. I feel like there's a when we stand true, when we hold the course, we pick up a lot of flack in the spirit. And I feel like Steve and Janet, you picked up a lot of flack in the spirit, my friend. I just saw God just like a whirlwind around you, you guys. Just like when Elijah was caught up in that whirlwind, and God's just going to pick you up. He's shaking you about. He's lifting you up. He's elevating you. But when the early church had been filled, when God had poured out his spirit upon them and persecution came, God poured out more fire. Hey? God poured out, Acts chapter 4, poured out more fire. Even tonight, just an outpouring, an outpouring. And they said, Lord, consider their threats and stretch out your hand with signs and wonders and miracles. And the Bible says, after they had prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. Almost like Isaiah, that place and that throne room was shaken. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were filled with a fresh fire of God. And they spoke the word of God boldly. Boldly. The fire of God releases us from the fear of man. Who wants to be set free from the fear of man? Amen. I don't know about you, but I do. Increasingly so. And I know that when the fire of God is burning on me, who is man that you may be afraid of him? I'd rather fear God. Hey? Amen. Oh, let that fire burn in us tonight. Amen. Let that fire burn in us tonight. I feel like God just wants to release something of that glory fire over us tonight. And I don't know how to do it, but I do think that there is a sense where God just wants to release something over us tonight. Dave, can I ask you to play some of that beautiful worship again, my man? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this amazing church, Lord God. We thank you for this beautiful church. We thank you for every individual in this church. We thank you that with this amount of people here, the Bible says, consider what great forest, what great city. Consider, think about this, what great city can be set ablaze by one tiny spark. And I ask, Lord, even if there's one spark tonight that happens, if one person is set ablaze for you, Lord, I ask right now that you just release glory fire on them. Glory fire. We ask you for every person in this place, every person in this church, Lord God, that this church would burn with a revival fire, with a breakout fire, with a Pentecost fire, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, Lord God, tonight a manifestation of glory in our midst. Manifestation of glory in our midst. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just Just picture that seraphim. Picture those angels coming to you right now. Picture them coming, touching your lips, putting the fire of God upon you right now. The fire of God upon you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The fire of God. The fire of God. The fire of God. Lord, we ask you for the city of Pine Town. We ask you for the city of Pine Town. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you for it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you for the individuals in this place. Father, in the name of Jesus, fire, Lord, fresh fire upon this church. Fresh fire upon this church. We ask you for the lost to come in. We ask that this place would overflow, Lord God. That would be their biggest problem, is the overflow. What are we going to do with all these people? Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So we say, Lord, spark a fresh fire, Lord. Release a fresh fire, Father, a manifestation of that which is already within us. In the name of Jesus, it would break out of us. It would break out. And we would burn day and night. We would find ourselves walking with you, walking with us, the disciples walk with you, with our hearts consumed with fire, Lord God. Every day, we find ourselves day and night in your presence. Day and night longing, worshiping, delighting, feasting on you, Lord Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.